This episode is brought to you by Pause, Breathe, Reflect, the app that can help bring more mindfulness to your everyday moments. Imagine what would be possible if more people could live more mindfully.
Hey there, it's Michael. Welcome to the Kintsugi Podcast, a show for perfectly imperfect people everywhere. So who's ready for a little football? This weekend, we head into Super Bowl Sunday, a nice little diversion from the political kerfuffle we're all dealing with here in the States, and we place our attention on New Orleans, this year's home of the modern-day gladiator battle in the Coliseum, known as the Super Bowl, and a weekend that's filled with predictions. I'm reminded of a Danish quote that says, "Making predictions is difficult, especially about the future. But that doesn't stop us from trying, doesn't stop all the gurus from ESPN trying to prognosticate what will happen in the game. Will it be the Chiefs winning their third straight victory, which has never been done before? Or will it be fly, Eagles fly?" People will predict, how many times will we see Taylor Swift, or how many times will Kendrick Lamar diss Drake in his halftime show? That will be interesting. We'll also make predictions about what commercials will be the best, because after all, we watch the game for the commercials. But there's one prediction, there's one aspect of the game that I predict will influence the overall outcome of the game. And I'm going to share this with you in a bit. But first, a little tip as you go into this year's Super Bowl party that you might be attending. If they're serving guacamole, eat as much of it as you can. In fact, bring some Tupperware, bring some home, freeze it, because here's my prediction. Next year, none of us are going to be able to afford guacamole, or eggs for that matter. Guacamole will become the new caviar. The only people who will be able to afford guacamole will be all the rich tech bros like Musk and Zuck and Bezos, because nothing says America like football and pissing off our neighbors. So, thanks to a few tariffs, avocado pricing will go sky high. In fact, the price of eggs are going that way right now. In fact, Waffle House has increased all of its prices. Waffle House will soon become fine dining. Crazy, right? But that's not the purpose of this episode, to make predictions about economic futures. Although I do think guacamole will become the new caviar. Only the rich will be able to afford it. So much for us little guys out there. But here's the prediction. Here's one aspect of the game that I think will influence the whole game. Of course, going into the game, both the Chiefs and the Eagles want to win the Vince Lombardi trophy. They want to go to Disney World. They want all that. They have goals, much like we have goals. And as you watch the game, it will probably come down to a few plays, maybe a handful. And as you watch the game, you can also watch the game within the game, the mindset piece of the game. It's the conversation the players have with themselves in these critical moments. In Us Magazine, there's a feature that celebrities are just like us. And here's the thing, the players are just like us. We all have a voice in our head. We all have a story that we tell ourselves about ourselves. And when that's healthy, we can perform when the pressure's on. But when it's not, you don't meet the moment. So watch for that. Also, watch the game outside the game where all the growth happened. All those stories about challenges that the players faced, maybe during the offseason. This growth can be messy and difficult and can feel unsettling. It can feel like we're unraveling or maybe even a little dumb as we learn something new. But growth is meant to be hard because it's clearing out space for the new to emerge. So as you watch the game, there's the game, offense, defense, special teams, 100 yards, but there's also the game within the game and the game outside the game. And this prediction I have ties to many of these aspects. Again, both teams want to win the trophy. They want to be Super Bowl champs. But the team that can hold that goal loosely will win. Often when we set goals, we hold onto them so tightly, we white knuckle them, grab them. We strive for them. We clench them. And then in those moments that matter, we tense up. The game within the game is something we lose. But the team that will win the game will perform better in those moments because they will ease their grip on the ultimate goal. They won't let go of it completely, but they'll just have a nice resting grip on it. That will allow them to be in the present moment. That's the one thing we can control. We can't make predictions about what will happen in our next moment or in the next play, but we can set our intentions, much like the players can, and we can show up for this moment. This is what's in our control. And when we string together a whole bunch of these moments when we are present, just like the players will string together a whole bunch of plays, and the team that can be in the moment and perform up to their expectations, that can reach excellence because they have the game within the game working. They worked on the game outside the game, and now they're in the very moment in the game. They will be the team that will be most likely to win. That is my prediction. So how does this apply to your own personal life? Pretty easily. You have goals. I have goals. It's important to have big goals to reach for, to strive for. But hold those goals loosely. Have them in sight, but ease your grip. By easing your grip, you can stay in the present moment better, so you can perform in the one moment you have control over. That's an easy prediction to make. So try that out. See if you can hold your goals a little bit more loosely and see how that changes how you perform in the moment. It might help you build a stronger connection with yourself in our Kintsugi spirit. All right, time for one last prediction. My prediction, it's Fly Eagles Fly 31, the Kansas City Chiefs 27. I also predict that Kelce and Taylor don't get married or don't get engaged after the game, but they do get engaged in May. I also predict that Drake won't watch the Super Bowl. He might be going to a Toronto Maple Leafs game or something else. That would probably be a wise move on his part. But I hope you have fun watching the game if this is part of your weekend plans. As always, thanks for listening in to the Kintsugi podcast or watching. And until next week, let's celebrate our scars as golden symbols of our strength and resilience. Again, thanks for watching. Enjoy the week. I love you. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Pause, Breathe, Reflect, the app that can help bring more mindfulness to your everyday moments. Imagine what would be possible if more people could live more mindfully.